This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
Good morning on this morning gratitude. Happy Pandemic Monday. This is episode 139. The Tibetan Book of Death, Six Realms of Existence, Samsara, and Tibetan Wheel of Life. This is coming up in a few moments.
Good morning, on this morning gratitude, happy pandemic Monday. This is episode 139, The Tibetan Book of Death, Six Realms of Existence, Samsara, and Tibetan Wheel of Life. This is coming up in a few moments. The Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual, 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network.
Now here's your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
And a good morning to you on this holiday of the U.S. of Columbus Day. We're in episode 139, and this is going to be a very interesting one. As my enlightenment shifts in going up into higher consciousness, we are going into the sixth wheel of life, the Tibetan Book of Dead. It's learning about Bardo, and that's the state of existence and the intermediate between the two lives on Earth. According to the Tibetan tradition, after death and before one's next birth, when one's consciousness is not connected with the physical body, one experiences a variety of phenomena, which is very interesting. This will be in depth, going very, very deep. So if you're entering an enlightenment in the physical as well as a spiritual awakening, this is going to be information that's really well intermediate to advanced. But it's very important to understand it for us from the East to the Western cultures of a philosophy of understanding about death, life, and the afterlife. Then following this, we'll have our affirmations going into our sound healing meditations. Remember to like us, follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, and on our YouTube. So let's get into this program, because this has got a very long and very deep of going into consciousness right now on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Although the Tibetan Book of the Dead is traditionally read in order to guide the spirit of the dead person, it is primarily meant to be studied and practiced during life, not only so that one will be able to remember it at the time of death, but because its teachings actually refer to this life just as much as they do to any future existence. Buddhism teaches that nothing is static or permanent. Life is a continuous flow of interconnected moments. The nature of each moment is determined by what has gone before, just as one's next birth is determined by one's actions during this lifetime. So we can say that life and death are actually both taking place at every instant. The word bardo means an intermediate state, a gap or period of suspension when one situation has come to an end and another has not yet developed. It occurs in the interval between two states of mind, as well as between states of existence, such as birth and death. Any everyday situation of hesitation or uncertainty, or of inner conflict between opposing emotions, contains characteristics of the intermediate state. So do those extremes of emotion when one is on the edge of complete exhaustion, or feels one is approaching the borderline of insanity. At such moments of concentrated energy, one may suddenly enter a neutral state in which one feels completely free, calm, and detached. This is an intuitive glimpse of the ground of being, the nature of mind itself. It is called dharmata, the essence of things as they really are. It is described as indivisible emptiness and luminosity. Just before death, a dying person's consciousness becomes progressively more and more detached from the external world and from the body, until it is completely concentrated within, and there is an experience of a sense of internal glow or luminosity. This is called the bardo of the moment before death. After death, the consciousness is freed from the limitations of the physical body and is able to perceive a subtle level of existence where everything manifests as sounds and colors instead of solid material forms. Underlying all these appearances is a luminosity, the light of reality, and if one can recognize that and merge with it, one reaches the absolute level of Dharmakaya. If one is unable to let go into that state, visions of the Buddhas and other divine beings appear, first in peaceful forms and then in wrathful forms, offering many different approaches to enlightenment. At the same time, our memories of the ordinary world of suffering, or samsara, also beckon us, appearing as paths of colored light leading us to future rebirth in one of the six realms of existence. Next come terrifying experiences of judgment by Mara, the Lord of Death, and the pursuit and torture by avenging demons. The fundamental teaching of the whole text is to recognize that these visions are the projections of one's own mind. As soon as one realizes this, one is liberated from the visions. Finally, if one has been unable to recognize this, one enters the bardo of becoming, the transition to a future birth in one of the six realms. Even at this point, there are still opportunities to recognize the luminosity, because the focus of the mind is concentrated by intense fear. Instead of escaping into a new form of existence, the consciousness in the bardo can stop and confront this fear, and so attain liberation from it. If this fails, the text gives instructions on choosing a new birth that will be of benefit to oneself and others. All these situations described in the Tibetan Book of the Dead can be seen as symbolic or visionary pictures of events and experiences in human life. For instance, even at the last minute, there is always the possibility of refusing to give in to anger or passion, refusing to be caught up in that world, and preventing the birth of some seemingly inevitable situation. The six realms of existence represent both the various states of mind into which our consciousness is continually reborn, and the different ways of experiencing the world. They arise from the instinctive emotional reactions to the openness and brilliance of the luminosity. The realm of hell, the lowest of the six realms, is the most intense, dominated by aggression, hatred, and anger. Hell can be burning hot, an environment of claustrophobic terror, or icy cold, a frozen isolation that results from pride and resentment towards others. The realm of hungry ghosts develops from greed, a hunger that continually increases and can never be satisfied. Possession brings no pleasure to the hungry ghost, only searching and grasping matter, so there is a sense of endless frustration and disappointment, even though one is surrounded by food and wealth. The animal realm arises from ignorance. It is a deliberate turning away, playing deaf and dumb so as to avoid the brilliant light of reality. It can create a comfortable, predictable way of life, but one that is also very mechanical and without any sense of humor, unable to respond to the unexpected or the unknown. The human realm is based on passion and enjoyment. It contains qualities of exploration, striving, and creativity that may lead to success and fulfillment, but also suspicion and doubt that continually undermine the sense of achievement. The realm of the jealous gods is based on a fundamental sense of jealousy or envy, as though the very existence of others is a threat to one's own survival. Here, no relationship is possible without intrigue. One must always be on one's guard against hidden enemies and on the watch for opportunities to win, either by diplomacy or superior strength. The realm of gods develops from pride, an instinctive self-consciousness which arises when faced with the impersonal openness of the luminosity. It is the highest realm of self-development, pleasure, and peace, with a feeling that one is invincible and immortal. We can easily recognize in these six realms the familiar psychological states of daily life, but at the same time, we always possess within us inherent Buddha nature, the latent possibility of enlightenment, which appears as aspects of wisdom or enlightenment corresponding to our particular tendencies. In the intermediate state, they manifest as the five Tathagatas or Buddhas, inviting us to dissolve into the rays of light that stream out from their hearts. The five wisdoms are the liberated energy of enlightenment, but in samsara, they are distorted into the five negative emotions or poisons. They are also known as the five families, to which all living things belong. The first of the Tathagatas in the center of the mandala is Varochana, and his family is known simply as the Tathagata of Buddha family. It is associated with the basic poison of confusion or ignorance, which it deliberately ignores and out of which all the other poisons evolve. But Varochana also embodies the wisdom of Dharmadhatu, the limitless, all-pervading space in which everything exists as it really is, the truth that reverses ignorance. The second Tathagata is Akshobhya, in the eastern side of the mandala. He is the ruler of the Vajra family, whose poison is aggression or hatred. This is transmuted into the mirror-like wisdom, which reflects everything calmly and clearly. In the southern side of the mandala is Ratnasambhava, ruler of the Ratna family. Ratna means jewel, and in particular, the wish-granting gem which magically grants all desires. So here the poison is pride, resulting from the possession of spiritual or material riches. Its antidote and corresponding wisdom is the wisdom of equality and equanimity. In the West is Amitabha, whose family is Padma, the lotus. The poison of this family is desire or passion, grasping hungrily at everything. And its wisdom is the wisdom of discrimination, which provides the coolness and carefulness that allows for passion to be transformed into compassion. Lastly, in the North is Amoghasiddhi, ruler of the Karma family. Karma means action and is symbolized by a sword or double vajra. Envy is the poison associated with karma, arising from the insatiable ambition that drives this kind of activity, while its enlightened aspect is the wisdom that accomplishes all actions. The Tathagatas embody the transcendent qualities of enlightenment, their absolute existence. They are united with their consorts, the fertile feminine energy, which completes them and allows them to manifest. They are attended by male and female bodhisattvas, which represent the principle of active engagement for the sake of all beings. At first, these deities appear in peaceful form. They simply reveal the existence of enlightenment, immovable and invincible, the beginningless and endless state of absolute peace. Such a pure and personal state may appear threatening as well as attractive, which leads us into the next vision, the Vidyadharas. The Vidyadharas are simply expressions of the same Buddha nature seen in a different light. They are the essence of communication, the divine form of the tantric guru, possessing power over the magical aspects of the universe. They combine elements of both the peaceful and wrathful deities. If we do not respond to the communication of the Vidyadharas, they become transformed into their wrathful manifestations, the Harukas. The basic qualities of the five families continue, but now their energy is expressed in a very dramatic and powerful way. This is the ruthless, unyielding quality of peacefulness, which does not allow any escape. Fundamentally, the quality of the five families is a peaceful state because it is completely stable and nothing can disturb it. The tremendous energy of that peaceful state now manifests itself as wrathful. It is often described as compassionate anger, anger without hatred. These transformations, too, have counterparts in our own lives. As their active energy increases, not only do the possibilities for insight increase, but also the possibility of danger. For instance, psychic experiences and the awareness of the magic of life belong to the realm of the Vidyadharas, while the activity of the Harukas might be felt as an accident or a sudden shock that wakes one up to reality. After the Harukas, a whole crowd of other fierce and terrifying deities appears, each symbolizing a specific quality of enlightenment and carrying out a particular function of the individual consciousness. Again and again, we are reminded that these visions come from our mind, and we need only recognize them as our own projections in order to be liberated from them. In the text, it says that all this is meant to remind the dead person of what he has already practiced during his life. But we can still use the essential principles of the teaching to help those who are not familiar with it by opening our minds to them and transmitting our own sense of warmth, stability, and confidence. If one is close to someone who is dying, it is very important to be truthful about what is happening so that there is complete mutual trust, friendship, and communication. As the person's physical and mental condition deteriorates, he or she develops a higher awareness of the surrounding emotional atmosphere, so that one's own state of mind is extremely important and becomes part of the dying person. It is impossible to know what someone in the intermediate state is going through, or whether you are still having any real contact with a person. But the essential thing is to continue to provide this stable environment, so that automatically the consciousness in the bardo will be attracted to that. When one listens to the Tibetan Book of the Dead, although all the symbolic details are significant, it is not necessary to analyze and remember them all in order to benefit from the text. All these details contribute to overwhelming emotional impressions. Just listening in a relaxed, open, and attentive state of mind will make us receptive to their inner meaning, and we will be able to recognize them as experiences in our own lives and understand their symbolism intuitively. The Tibetan Book of the Dead. Homage to the Gurus, the Three Kayas, Amitabha, infinite light, the Dharmakaya, peaceful and wrathful lotus deities, the Sambhogakaya, Padmasambhava, protector of beings, the Nirmanakaya. This great liberation through hearing, the means of liberation in the bardo for yogins of average capacities, is in three parts: the introduction, the main subject matter, and the conclusion. Firstly, the introduction, the means of liberating human beings. First of all, one should have studied the instructions, which should certainly liberate those of the highest capacities. But if they do not, one should practice the ejection of consciousness, which liberates spontaneously as soon as it is thought of in the bardo of the moment before death. This should certainly liberate yogins of average capacity, but if it does not, one should strive in this great liberation through hearing in the bardo of Dharmata. Therefore, the yogin should first examine the sequence of signs of death according to the spontaneous liberation of the signs of death. And when they are definitely completed, he should effect the ejection of consciousness, which liberates spontaneously as soon as it is thought of. If ejection is effected, there is no need to read the liberation through hearing. But if not, it should be read clearly and precisely, close to the dead body. If the body is not present, one should sit on the dead person's bed or seat, and proclaiming the power of truth, call on his consciousness and read, imagining him sitting in front listening. At this time, sounds of crying and weeping are not good, so his relatives should be shut out. If the body is present, then during the interval between the ceasing of the breath and the ceasing of pulsation in the arteries, his guru, or a Dharma brother or sister whom he loved and trusted, should read this great liberation through hearing, close to his ear. The teaching of the liberation through hearing. An elaborate offering should be made to the three jewels if the materials are available. But if they are not available, one should set out whatever there is and visualize the rest without limit. One should say the inspiration prayer calling on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for rescue 7 or 3 times. Then loudly recite the inspiration prayer for the deliverance from the dangerous pathway of the bardo and the main verses of the bardo. Then read the great liberation through hearing 7 or 3 times. It is in 3 parts, showing the luminosity in the bardo of the moment before death, the great reminder of showing in the bardo of Dharmata, and the instructions for closing the entrance to the womb of becoming. First, showing the luminosity in the bardo of the moment before death. By having this read to them, all kinds of ordinary people who have received teachings but have not recognized, although they are intelligent, or who have recognized but have practiced little, will recognize the basic luminosity and bypass the bardo experience to reach the unoriginated Dharmakaya. The method of instruction. It is best if his principal guru from whom he requested teaching can be present, but otherwise, a Dharma brother or sister with whom he has taken the Samaya vow, or a spiritual friend in the same lineage. If none of these are to be found, then someone who can read aloud clearly and precisely should read it several times. This will remind him of what his guru has shown him, and he will immediately recognize the basic luminosity and be liberated. There is no doubt. The time of instruction. When respiration has ceased, prana is absorbed into the wisdom dutti, and luminosity free from complexities shines clearly in the consciousness. If prana is reversed and escapes into the right and left nadis, the bardo state appears suddenly, so the reading should take place before the prana escapes into the right and left nadis. The length of time during which the inner pulsation remains after respiration has ceased is just about the time taken to eat a meal. The method of instruction. It is best if ejection of consciousness is effected when the respiration is just about to stop. But if it has not been effected, one should say these words. O child of noble family, now the time has come for you to seek a path. As soon as your breath stops, what is called the basic luminosity of the first bardo, which your guru has already shown you, will appear to you. This is the Dharmata. Open and empty like space, luminous void, pure naked mind, without center or circumference. Recognize then and rest in that state, and I too will show you at the same time. This should be firmly implanted in his mind by repeating it many times over in his ear until he stops breathing. Then, when the ceasing of the breath is heard, one should lay him down on the right side in the lion position and firmly press the two pulsating arteries, which induce sleep, until they have stopped throbbing. Then the prana which has entered the duti will not be able to go back and will be certain to emerge through the Brahmarandra. Now the showing should be read. At this time the first bardo, which is called the luminosity of Dharmata, the undistorted mind of the Dharmakaya, arises in the mind of all beings. Ordinary people call this state unconscious because the prana sinks into the avaduti during the interval between the ceasing of the breath and of the pulsation. The time it lasts is uncertain, depending on the spiritual condition and the state of yogic training. It lasts for a long time in those who have practiced much, who are steady in the meditation practice of tranquility and sensitive. In striving to show such a person, one should repeat the instruction until pus comes out from the apertures of his body. In wicked and insensitive people, it does not last longer than a single snapping of the fingers, but in some it lasts for the time taken to eat a meal. As most sutras and tantras say that this unconscious state lasts for 4.5 days, generally, one should strive to show the luminosity for that length of time. The method of instruction. If he is able, he will work with himself from the instructions already given. But if he cannot by himself, then his guru, or a disciple of his guru, or a Dharma brother or sister who was a close friend should stay nearby and read aloud clearly the sequence of the signs of death. Now the sign of earth dissolving into water is present. Water into fire. Fire into air. Air into consciousness. When the sequence is almost completed, you should be encouraged to adopt an attitude like this. O child of noble family, or if he was a guru, O sir, do not let your thoughts wander. This should be spoken softly in his ear. In the case of a Dharma brother or sister or anyone else, one should call him by name and say these words. O child of noble family, that which is called death has now arrived, and you should adopt this attitude. I have arrived at the time of death, so now, by means of this death, I will adopt only the attitude of the enlightened state of mind, friendliness and compassion, and attain perfect enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings as limitless as space. With this attitude, at this special time, for the sake of all sentient beings, I will recognize the luminosity of death as the Dharmakaya, and attaining in that state the supreme realization of the great symbol, I will act for the good of all beings. If I do not attain this, I will recognize the bardo state as it is, and attaining the indivisible great symbol form in the bardo, I will act for the good of all beings as limitless as space in whatever way will influence them. Without letting go of this attitude, you should remember and practice whatever meditation teaching you have received in the past. These words should be spoken distinctly with the lips close to his ears, so as to remind him of his practice without letting his attention wander for even a moment. Then, when respiration has completely stopped, one should firmly press the arteries of sleep and remind him with these words, if he was a guru or a spiritual friend higher than oneself, sir, now the basic luminosity is shining before you. Recognize it and rest in the practice. And one should show all others like this. O child of noble family, listen. Now the pure luminosity of the Dharmata is shining before you. Recognize it. O child of noble family, at this moment your state of mind is by nature pure emptiness. It does not possess any nature whatever, neither substance nor quality such as color, but it is pure emptiness. This is the Dharmata, the female Buddha Samantabhadri. But this state of mind is not just blank emptiness, it is unobstructed, sparkling, pure and vibrant. This mind is the male Buddha Samantabhadra. These two, your mind, whose nature is emptiness without any substance whatever, and your mind which is vibrant and luminous, are inseparable. This is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. This mind of yours is inseparable luminosity and emptiness in the form of a great mass of light. It has no birth or death. Therefore, it is the Buddha of immortal light. To recognize this is all that is necessary. When you recognize this pure nature of your mind as the Buddha, looking into your own mind is resting in the Buddha mind. This should be repeated 3 or 7 times clearly and precisely. Firstly, it will remind him of what he has previously been shown by his guru. Secondly, he will recognize his own naked mind as the luminosity. And thirdly, having recognized himself, he will become inseparably united with the Dharmakaya and certainly attain liberation. If he recognizes the first luminosity, he will be liberated. But if it is feared that he has not recognized the first luminosity, then what is called the second luminosity will shine. And that comes when a little more than the time taken to eat a meal has passed after the respiration has ceased. According to good or bad karma, the prana escapes into the right or left nadi and comes out through the apertures of the body, and the consciousness suddenly becomes clear. To say that this lasts for the time taken to eat a meal depends on whether he is sensitive or insensitive, and on whether or not he has practiced. Then his consciousness emerges, and he does not know whether he is dead or not. He will see his relatives gathered there, just as before, and hear their cries. During this time, when the violent, confused projections of karma have not yet appeared, and the terrors of the lords of death have not yet come, the instructions should be given. Here there is a distinction between the perfection stage and the generation stage. If he was working on the perfection stage, one should call his name 3 times and repeat the instructions given above for showing the luminosity. If he was working on the generation stage, one should read aloud the sadhana and description of his yidam, and remind him with these words. O child of noble family, meditate on your yidam and do not be distracted. Concentrate intensely on your yidam. Visualize him as an appearance without substance of his own, like the moon in water. Do not visualize him as having a solid form. If he is an ordinary person, one should show him by saying, meditate on the Lord of great compassion. There is no doubt that those who have not recognized the Bardo will grasp it by being shown in this way. But those who were not adept in meditation, even if they were shown by their guru while they were still alive, will not be able to clarify the Bardo state by themselves, so that their guru or Dharma brother or sister must make it clear. And it is necessary for someone to instruct those who cannot remember during the Bardo of the moment before death because they were confused by serious illness, even though they were adept in meditation. It is also extremely necessary for those who, although they were formerly adept in meditation on this path, may enter into lower existences because they have broken the precepts or because their samaya practice has degenerated. It is best if he understands during the first Bardo. But if he has not understood, his insight is awakened by the reminder in the second Bardo, and he will be liberated. During the second Bardo, his consciousness, which did not know whether he was dead or not, suddenly becomes clear. This is called the pure illusory body. If he understands the teaching at this time, the mother and son dharmatas meet, and he is no longer dominated by karma. Just as the light of the sun overcomes darkness, so the power of karma is overcome by the luminosity of the path, and liberation is attained. This, which is called the second Bardo, flashes before the mental body and the consciousness is able to hear again just as before. If this instruction is understood at this time, its purpose is fulfilled, and since the confused projections of karma have not yet appeared, he is able to direct himself anywhere. In this way, he is liberated by recognizing the luminosity during the second Bardo, even if he did not recognize the basic luminosity. But if he is not liberated by it, then what is called the third Bardo, the Bardo of Dharmata, arises. The confused projections of karma will appear in the third Bardo, so it is most important that the great showing of the Bardo of Dharmata is read at this time, for it is very powerful and helpful. At this time, his relatives are crying and weeping. His share of food is stopped. His clothes are removed. His bed is taken to pieces and so on. He can see them, but they cannot see him. And he can hear them calling him, but they cannot hear him calling them. So he goes away in despair. Three phenomena will appear at this time: sounds, colored lights, and rays of light. And he will grow faint with fear, terror, and bewilderment. So at this moment, the great showing of the Bardo of Dhammata should be read. Calling the dead person by name, one should say these words very distinctly. O child of noble family, listen carefully without distraction. There are six Bardo states: the Bardo of birth, the Bardo of dreams, the Bardo of Samadhi meditation, the Bardo of the moment before death.
This is the end of part 1 of the mini-series of teachings, Tibetan Book of Death. Part 2 will be on the Morning Gratitude, Fried Friday. Exclusively here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast. If you are enjoying our programming, please give us a like, and remember to follow us on our social media sites to stay updated and connected with us on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
This is Alchemy Coach Chip on the Modern Spiritual Podcast. We'll continue part 2 on Friday. And this is a 4 or 5 part series. We're going really deep. Deeper without ego. And where many people and beyond wouldn't believe unless they heard it. We're going to stop in for a message of this break, and then we're going to come back with an affirmation, and the affirmations are going to be about building great character. Very important, and we'll come back. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this message, and you guys have a great and a super fine one on this holiday of Columbus Day here in the United States, and have a super fine one wherever you are around the world. Until Wednesday, I'll be back with Music Row Show, and that's going to play some great meditative music and relaxive, jazzy, classy, and a whole lot more music for your meditations, yoga, and etc. So, until then, I bid you a good day and a good night right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual, 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network.
This is my favorite podcaster, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip of the Modern Spiritual Podcast. I am sending lots of love to the Modern Spiritual Podcast. Thank you for
but
the great lessons
die,
of truth.
And work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die, and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily, and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I'm in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always helps me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always helps me when I'm in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I'm in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. Creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die, I work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive. I never say die and work enthusiastically until the job is done. I think while I walk daily and write it down after completing my walk. I am creative since childhood and known for developing ideas into reality. God always help me when I am in a bad situation. I have great persuasive skills and demonstrated it on many occasions. I am always first to give and last to receive.
Hey fans, this is SpongeBob SquarePants. You're listening to the Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.